Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Living her life for Christ. She's a happy girl. Life is a daily grind. No matter how hard we try, it seems that we are battled on every side. People are sometimes out to get us, and at other times are just simply mean. Don't lose hope. The Lord is on your side, and He is going to reach down and deliver you out of the troubled waters. Join Kim Miller in this podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries as she takes us through the scriptures, gleaning the truth regarding God's providential care for you and me.
We're coming out of Psalms 18 today, verses 16 and 17 to be exact. But I want to bring into your hearing one of my favorite verses, which is Psalms 118:6. And Psalms 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" And this is the theme that we see and we hear in Psalms 18. And Psalms 18 begins with him proclaiming his love for the Lord, and it ends with his victory that he has through what God has done for him. But 16 and 17 are of very special importance to me. And when I look at them, it just screams such amazing providential care that God has for each and every one of us if we'll just trust him. You know, every day we are going through tough stuff. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to do the right thing. It doesn't matter whether you are even doing the right thing. Troubles and problems come your way. In fact, the Bible says a man born of a woman in a few days full of trouble. It also tells us that you will have trouble in this world, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus has given us everything that we need to live a victorious life in him and to be holy. But he's also given us everything that we need when we trust fully in him to live the abundant life he promises us in John 10:10. And David had a multitude of problems and troubles. I love David because David reminds me that we don't have to be perfect because we serve a perfect God. And his righteousness is imputed in us. And it's not about works of righteousness, which we have done, but it's by his work on Calvary that we are given eternal life, that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that makes me extraordinarily happy because I understand that I am striving toward the prize of the high calling, and that when I make a mistake, he has given me, 1 John 1:9 says that if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us in all righteousness. So Psalms 18, verse 16 says, "He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters." Let me read that in your hearing again. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. 17 says, "He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me." What you see here is that David is emerging from his problems and the big abyss of all of his troubles. And it's not by his own skill or about any aid of another man or any self-reliance that he had. David was drawn out and away from his enemies and his trouble by the hand of God. Now, many theologians will attribute this that he sent angels. If he did, it's still the hand of God that is dispatching help in time of need. And Hebrews 14:14-16 gives us a picture of how he says that we could come boldly through the throne of grace, that we may find help in time of need. He is always watching, and he's always willing to help those who place their trust in him. Things come in our path every single day that cause us heartache, that cause us trouble. There are people who will attack you just because of the Jesus in you. I get that, folks. There are things that happen in your life that the devil is placing in front of you to cause you to stumble, but you do not need to fall prey to that trap. You don't have to stumble over anything the devil puts in your path, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so as we begin to look at this, I want you to realize who God is. God is real, and he's amazing, and he is going to be with you every step of the way. So when you look at Psalms 18:16-17, we see that God wonderfully defends and he preserves those who put their trust in him. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, that trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. This is in opposition to any earthly aid that a man could give you, or any self-reliance, which we often attribute our help to. Jesus sends his angels. He lifts him up with his own hands. He is our deliverance. He is our deliverer. And he gives us exactly what we need. All aid that we have that comes in our defense is coming from heaven. And it's God that dispatches it and helps us regardless of the form it manifests itself in. But we are not quick to look at God. We are not quick to see God as the one who is helping us. We ignore that his presence is with us. We ignore that his providential care is taking care of us. At first sign of trouble, we just begin to kind of cocoon ourselves and isolate and turn inward when we must turn upward. You must learn to turn upward in every turn in your life, both good, bad, ugly, or wonderful. Jesus needs to be the center, and he needs to be the person who is directing your life. And this will only happen when you acknowledge his presence in your life and you live in such a way that he is a companion to you, and both of you are not awkward because you are living holy, righteously, so he can bless you, and you can receive the blessings that he has for you. You can't control what other people say about you. You can't even control what other people believe about you. You are completely defenseless against lies of the enemy, but you can control how you react and how you respond. God drew David out of many waters. And this is referring to God delivering David out of many problems. I'm telling you, David was always in trouble. When he looks at this and he says, he drew me out of many waters, that's the waters of his problems, the impetuous torments of his enemies, which would have swallowed him up hundreds of times. He was always in trouble. We must turn upward. No power, I want you to listen to this. No power or strength of man was able to prevent God from saving David. I don't know what's in your life right now that's bothering you. I don't know what is happening that is an attack on you. Don't only believe that God will deliver you. You need to know that God is in control and no man can stop him from delivering you. They cannot stand between you and God's deliverance, but you can, because you cannot be where God can bless you. You cannot receive the blessing that God has for you. You can have sin in your life. that keeps you from recognizing and letting the power of God run through you. But I want you to know that if you're in right standing with God, no man can keep God from delivering you. Nobody. No thing, no power, no entity, nothing. It's not only that God will deliver you, man can't stop it. And again, we go back to Psalms 118:6. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visiteth him? Think about it. When David was at his most distressed, he knew that God would deliver him. Although his enemies were far superior to him in both number and power, he was saved by God. Look at what God delivered David from. Here's just a few. Remember Goliath? He was bigger, stronger, meaner. But yet, he was delivered into the hand of David. Saul was much more powerful than David, and he sought hard to kill him, but he couldn't get it done. After all of that, the Philistines and the Syrians were after David, but they couldn't get him. And there are all kinds of other nations whose forces were far superior unto David's, and whose hatred instigated them to do all they could to destroy them. But he was never destroyed because he was a man after God's own heart. He followed the Lord. He wasn't perfect. He slipped and slid, but he never fell off the rock. He was always coming to Jesus, coming to God, and asking God to forgive him. And he was always trying to do the right thing, and he knew where his help come from. He understood where his strength was. David knew God in an intimate, personal way, and in doing so, in Psalms 18, what we're seeing is that God is rewarding David for his life with him. Psalms 18:20 says, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me." We read 21 through 23 and we continue going this way, and he says this, "For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity." I love how it says it keeps himself from his iniquity. Our flesh seeks to devour us. Our flesh wants to destroy us because our flesh is of the world. And the Bible says in Mark 8:36, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" David sit in the midst of trouble and stress and torment. He faced battles that were bigger than him, but in no way was he ever defeated. In Psalms 18:30, he says this, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." The entire rest of the psalm is an exemplary testimony of the constant victory that David received through God's help and assistance. It is a testimony of the total destruction of the enemies of David. Friends, I want you to know something. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore in Hebrews 13:8. And as he treated David, he treats you and me. He's no respecter of persons, we're told in Romans 2:11. The only thing that matters is how we have it in our heart. Do you understand the power that works in you, as we're told in Ephesians 3:20? Do you understand? Not only can and will God deliver you, man cannot impede that blessing. But I want you to see something. The entire triumphant procession that we read about in Psalms 18 begins with Psalms 18:1, and this is what David says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." Friend, if it is true that you love him and that you are seeking him for your strength, he's going to move all of heaven and earth for your sake and my sake. Because he says very clearly in Psalms 18:16 and 17, He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He dispatched from above. He reached down and he brought him out of his problems, and he delivered him from his enemy. I don't know what your enemy is right now, but if you're not in a problem, you've just got out of a problem, or you're getting ready to go in one, that's just how life is. But he's greater than your problem, and he's capable of all things. But you, my friend, must believe. And Mark 9:23 says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Remember, Jesus loves you. You are loved.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
Happy girl, she's a happy girl, she's a happy girl, living a life for Christ, she's a happy girl. Not that melancholy never comes to plague her soul, she just knows whatever happens, God is. Happy girl. She's a happy girl. She's a happy girl. Living her life for Christ. Living her life for Happy girl.